You're listening to Texas Standard.
Let's pull back for just a moment and try to recall the white-hot intensity of anger directed at the Trump administration for collaborating with Russia in hijacking the 2016 election. That was the narrative, remember? Just you wait, said opponents of the president. The independent counsel's investigation promised to be a blockbuster, the likes of which the Republic had never seen. In the eyes of many, the mighty wheels of justice were rolling. And yet, as the nation watched Robert Mueller testify before Congress on July 24, 2019, over the course of 7 hours, one could almost feel the air hissing out of the tires. Witch hunt, the president said. Here we are, almost 4 months later. Raise your hands if you thought we'd be at the precipice of public presidential impeachment hearings tomorrow, not because of Russia, but because of a scandal involving Ukraine. I don't see many hands going up. Here to help us understand the spectacle that's about to begin and its notable Texas connection, James Riddlesberger, a political science professor at Texas Christian University. Professor Riddlesberger, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Happy to be here.
Public hearings in the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump are just about to get underway, and two Texans seem to be rather deeply involved. Let's begin with Republican Governor Rick Perry, I suppose we should say, one of the longest-serving cabinet members in the Trump administration, outgoing Energy Secretary Perry. How is he tied up in this?
Well, he's tied up in this because he was the one who developed the relationship with President Zelensky in Ukraine, and he did so for some legitimate reasons, which is that he was involved in trying to promote American energy in Ukraine, which is part of his job. Where it becomes a little dicey is that he became part of that triumvirate, the three amigos they're talking about, who were working with Giuliani and doing kind of backdoor politics with Zelensky and Ukrainian government. He, of course, denies that he had anything to do with the quid pro quo that people have been talking about, and that he never heard Joe or Hunter Biden's names even mentioned. I think there's a lot yet to learn about his role in this, but to date, his explanation is that all he was trying to do was promote American energy policy.
Let's just be clear a few things there. Giuliani is Rudy Giuliani. He is the president's personal attorney, and he has maintained the president's innocence, of course, throughout this. Secretary Perry, I still want to say Governor Perry. Secretary Perry, though, was actually tasked to go to Ukraine, and the notion, at least among some, has been that the president himself might be traveling to Ukraine if, in fact, the Ukrainian president-elect had agreed to open up an investigation into one of the president's political rivals, correct?
That is all correct. But the problem is that we haven't heard from Perry himself.
And he's refusing to testify, or at least has refused to testify.
And so what his role in this is, we know what part of his role was. We know that he did, in fact, have communications with Zelensky. We know that he attended Zelensky's inauguration. All of that's part of the public record. What we don't know is how deeply involved he was, although there are indications that he was involved in conversations for months with Ukrainian politicians, but I think that what we don't know is actually more than what we do know at this point.
Let me ask you about the involvement of another Texan, former Republican Congressman Pete Sessions. How is he wrapped up in this?
Well, he's wrapped up in this because he had a relationship with the two Ukrainian or former Soviet affiliates of Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. And they gave a modest contribution to his campaign, a little over $5,000, which is not certainly an unusual amount of money for a campaign contribution. But of course, because they are wrapped up in this, it starts to look that way. Subsequent to his conversations with them, Pete Sessions recommended the firing of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch of the Ukraine. And he says that he did so because she was speaking ill of President Trump. But it's very unusual for a member of Congress to get involved in policy making at that level.
I mentioned earlier the Mueller investigation, and my reference to the air going out of the tires was not that there wasn't anything substantial there. It was just that people didn't seem to latch on to the allegations that were unearthed. Question here, this is a rather complicated story. If you're trying to follow things tomorrow, what are you looking for?
you know, the term that is used has been used so far as quid pro quo, but it really has to do with the two central points in the impeachment provision in the Constitution, and that is having to do with bribery and treason. Is in fact this a element of bribery? Did the president try to bribe with the withholding of those funds? Did he try to bribe the Ukrainians to investigate his political opponents? And that is going to be, I think, the central point of this investigation moving forward. We see the Democrats moving away from quid pro quo, which is a term that is most Americans don't use and are not familiar with, but they're very familiar with the notion of bribery.
James Riddlesberger is a political science professor at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth. Professor Riddlesberger, thanks again.
Delighted to be here, as always.